Hello and welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program you are hearing on all Lotus radio stations. I'm guessing you're not listening to all of them all at once, but one of them. And thank you for doing so. This is Ian Sorensen, your host, and my first interview today is with two wonderful ladies, the first of which is Cindy Faber England. She is the executive director of the Jessica Ann Faber Foundation, and we have the wonderfully talented Cami Thompson in the studio as well. How are you both?
Great.
Hi, Ian.
Hi. I'm so glad to see you. Cami approached me about getting this added on to the program, and I'm so glad she did. It's a very worthy thing. I'm going to take it to Cindy first. Tell me, what is this organization? What was the impetus for you starting it, if you're comfortable telling us?
Yes, I am. Jessica was my daughter, and unfortunately, she was taken from us way too soon by a wrong-way driver on the freeway who killed himself and her. And in order to get past the very devastating loss of my beautiful daughter, I started a foundation in her name to honor what she loved the most. One of the ways that I cope with this loss is helping other people. It makes me tick. And by helping other people, I'm also doing something for the greater good of all of us. And the way we do that is Jessica loved all arts, particularly the performing arts. She was very good at it. She sang before she could speak a full sentence. And she would have wanted this. And so our family was able to give her and her sister private arts education as they were growing up. I actually home educated both girls. And so we had a lot of time to do those extra classes. And as I was thinking about how to help others, I thought, maybe to help others do what she loved the most and allow them to extend their love for the arts by getting private arts education outside of what the schools are able to offer.
Right.
And so what we do is we fund private arts education to qualified recipients and offer financial assistance to those who have limited means to partake in arts education.
All right. And you are all donation based.
Completely. 100%. No one gets paid. It's all usually in kind donations or volunteer. And what we do is when we get donations, they come right through us and go back into the community in the form of arts education. So in other words, we pay the instructor, the school, or the retailer that we are purchasing from or helping to get lessons for the student. And they must fill out a progress report. And that's how we hold accountability. There is a certain criteria. We expect our recipients to honor the money we work so hard to get, and by improving in their skill and showing up on time and having a good attitude,
right,
and all those great things.
All the basic things.
That's right. And we've never had a problem with that. So it's been working very successfully. So donations, donations, donations.
Right on. And that's the whole point of this wonderful event you have planned. It's September 15th. One of the best venues in our area, hands down, Hawkins Amphitheater,
yeah.
Bartley Ranch. It's Reno Sings for the Arts, Bright Lights and Silver Screen.
That is our theme this year.
Yeah.
Technically, Reno Sings for the Arts is our show.
Right.
And every year it'll be called the year it is. So it's 2018. And this year we are doing Bright Lights and Silver Screen. Cami Thompson is directing. And
Cami's one of your instructors, correct?
She actually is our vocal coach for
right
the Jessica
on.
Ann Faber Foundation. And she does an amazing job. In fact, you will see how amazing because our students will be performing. The whole point of this show is to mix both our student performance along with professionals so that they get a real opportunity to see what this is about and have a live audience to perform for. So by having our students, we also have professionals like Cami, and she brings on other professionals. And the show, the show is very well done. And these kids are absolutely amazing.
I bet.
We will have student choirs from Reed High School, McQueen High School, and Damani Ranch High School. And if anybody out there has ever heard those choirs, you will know they will stand the hair up on your arms because they are so amazing.
Yeah.
Along with our kids who are receiving benefit, and Cami Thompson and a few other professionals that will be on stage. So we have a really nice mix of singing and dancing.
Big variety show.
There
Beautiful.
You go. It
and
is.
Yeah, let's take it over to Cami. How did you get involved with being the vocal coach for this organization? How did you get involved? Because you're actually putting on this show, right?
Yes.
You're heading it up, so to
yeah.
speak.
Yeah. So I met Cindy, I think it's 4 years ago, when I was asked by the people who originally started this concert to do a, I don't know, 4 or 5 songs for the show. And that's when I met Cindy. And then I think I knew her for 2 years. And then the second year, about 2 years ago, is when she asked me if I would be a vocal coach for the organization. And what a lot of the teachers do is that we try to reduce our rates so that it doesn't, so it's not very expensive for the foundation.
Right.
And then we take on their students and we hopefully treat them with respect and dignity, and the aspirations that they have start coming to life. And one of my students is Danny Jasper, who's at TMCC. She's been there as a TMCC high school and college student. So she just graduated from high school and at the same time has also her associate's degree.
Wow.
So right at the age of 18, because that's how ambitious a lot of these kids are. And I think the really important thing I like about this organization is, as Cindy said, the money funnels right back into the community. Mm. And people say, well, why are arts so important to a community? For one, it enlivens a community.
Definitely.
And we hear that all across the board, across the nation, there are people who look for towns to move to where they have an enlivened arts community, because it's more interesting.
And it makes life more
livable.
And more exciting and fun.
Yes. And also the main reason I continue to perform and why I continue to teach is I believe fully that the more instruments of self-expression we can put into kids' hands, the less likely they will put instruments of destruction there.
Amen.
And the statistics are proven over and over again through the National Endowment for the Arts and other arts organizations that it's very rarely that a youth that has had arts education acts out.
Mm.
It's usually ones who don't connect, who don't have a place where they feel they belong. And that's what's so wonderful about the performing arts. Even with the little, as you know, as a performer, the little, you know, nitty gritty stuff that goes on between, you know, and the fighting and
the
jealousy, the egos, right? The egos. We still feel like we belong someplace.
Definitely.
And that's what we get to give back to kids, not just that. And they've also shown that kids that have been in band and choir and theater in schools and continue with their education, that goes back into the community because they become better citizens.
Right.
They become a contribution to the community. They're not a problem. They don't cause a lot of problems. They end up helping more in the community. Mm-hmm. And they reciprocate by also becoming educators themselves.
Very good.
And so that's exciting. And that's why we always bring in the high schools. I want to give a shout out to the directors. The director of McQueen High School Choir, Mary Beth Burt, has been at this for so many years. And her kids are just amazing. And she offers them incredible opportunities, including what they're doing. They got accepted to play at Carnegie Hall.
Wow.
No, Washington, D.C.
Yeah. We're going to do actually a special auction. It's a surprise. You have to come and see what it's
is
not
gonna
your.
Is going to be at the show?
It's
yes.
going
oh,
to be.
Cool.
It's a surprise, though.
Oh,
you can't
way,
know what kind of auction, because Cammie's got a little surprise.
I do a vocal jazz auction.
Oh, she just told you. Darn it.
Because people want, right. I want it to be intriguing. But we haven't shouted out the date yet. So this is Saturday, September 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. But what we're gonna do is, at this amazingly different kind of auction that she's gonna do, we are going to try and raise money right there and then for the McQueen Vox Choir, who is going to New York, so that
or
we can help
DC?
Get them. Or sorry,
yes,
sorry,
Washington D.C. Right?
Why does New York
know,
keep
cause,
coming
cause,
up?
Cause they've all come to
Carnegie.
It's,
you know, it's
because
close.
It's New
the
York.
Forefront
New
of
York.
Arts is happening.
It's just over there
New
somewhere.
York. Somewhere
anyway,
on the Eastern Seaboard.
It's over there on the other side of our country. But either way, we're gonna try and help out this amazing choir and do this special auction at the show. So that's going to be really fun.
And then the two other schools we have are a DeMonte Ranch High School, which is run by Jennifer Tibben, and it's a wonderful opportunity for kids to work with her. She's a remarkable director as the director of the Master Chorale with the Reno Philharmonic. And then over at Reed High School, actually one of my former students and her mom is a very dear friend of mine, Chris Angstrom, created great music programs at Billinghurst and also as the vocal director for the Nevada Opera Youth Chorus. But her daughter, Mallory Angstrom, is now the choir director at Reed High School, and she does great things. So we have three schools bringing in their choirs and doing two songs each. And we also have a new forming a cappella group in Reno called Aspen. Again, one of my students sits in that with a five-voice a cappella group. And we also have wonderful opportunity to see dancers in our show.
Yes.
With the contribution of Lisa Dusich and the Reno Dance Company.
Right on.
And then, I have some guest artists, and a wonderful Cindy Sabatini, who directed the show last year, is performing with my band, the Cosmopolitans. So the first act is going to be the choirs and the a cappella group, and the second act is me working with my band and the band playing with other people and with some recorded tracks. And at the end, I've got a big finale planned where everybody's on stage, and we should have about 120 voices.
Wow. That's going to give you chills. I mean,
it should, I hope.
And so support. Yes. Support the Jessica Ann Faber Foundation. Come to this wonderful program. It's Saturday, September 15th, I should say. Hawkins Amphitheater, Bartley Ranch. Gates at 5:30, show at 6:30. General seating's $20. That's nothing. Lawn is $15. Students get in with student ID for just $10. And you can go to jessicaannfaberfoundation.org for more information. Besides the music, you got food, drinks, raffles. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It really is.
And buy
is.
Tickets at the jessicaannfaberfoundation.org.
Definitely. Or you can call 747-1380. Very cool. All right. Anything else we want to say before we wrap up?
No, thank you for having us.
Thanks,
we hope to see everybody there. Definitely. To support the arts in Reno. And it'll be such an exciting time.
Beautiful. Cindy, Cammie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ian.
Love you.